Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Yes, sir. Whenever you need me, Dino, I'll be there. Whenever you call me, I'll be there.
Whenever you want me, I'll be there. I'll be around.
Hey, it's Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards this morning. Be here till noon, a shortened Dean Richards show, as Dean will be in later, beginning at noon until 3 o'clock for a very special Alzheimer's program. From 12 to 3. So don't worry, you will get your fill of Dean, but it will be in the form of a very special and I'm sure informative and important Alzheimer's special. And so until 12, yours truly, Elton Jim, filling in for Dean. And as always, I am very grateful and privileged that Dean would trust me with his loyal audience. And so I will make sure that I will do my best to serve his audience and the sacred 3 hours that he gives me today, and along with producer Joey Gelman. Joey's going to be here not only for my first 3 hours, but also Dean's following three. So you're going to be here for 6 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find some exercise to do back here while I'm hanging around doing the shows.
You know what you might want to do as a cab driver comes past right here on Michigan Avenue? Maybe you can ask him for one of those beaded seat things at the...
Oh, that sounds comfy.
Yeah, there you go, because you're going to be there for 6 hours. You're going to be your own Uber guy. You're going to be doing the long shift today.
No, I will be. I got to find some way to keep comfy, and I'm going to go flag that guy down now and get that beaded chair.
Yeah, very good. I would do that. They look extremely uncomfortable, and yet they must be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because why would people that are sitting on them for that many hours use that if it was an uncomfortable device?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of things like that. You go, wow, would that really
work?
Yeah,
the beaded, there's Old Faithful. There is the Grand Canyon. And there are those beaded seats that are the great mysteries of life as to how that could be comfortable. And yet you're sitting on wood. And yet it's comfortable. I don't understand it.
Peer pressure.
What's that?
It's peer pressure.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, one cab driver had it. Everybody else needed to have it.
Ah, very good. That might be it. Wow. They might not even like it.
Good point.
Now, where is that mysterious voice coming from?
I have no idea.
If that's Andy Mazur, I want to say, Andy, I know you're upstairs today.
Yes.
Filling in for Sam Panionovich. But I don't like my Andy Mazur sounding that clear.
You'd rather hear me on the phone.
Yeah, so when we're going to talk to you in a few minutes.
Right.
I think we're going to have Joey call you up.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
Do it over the phone because I'm sorry. I'm very anal, which is a polite word for what I am.
It's okay.
And so I'm used to what I'm used to, and I'm used to a telephone-ish sounding Andy Mazur.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So stand by the new iPhone there.
And, you got it.
Okay, very good. Is Schwani there?
Schwani's here. Thank you for playing the spinners, by the way.
Oh, don't you love the spinners?
It brought me back to my DJ days.
Oh, I love the Philly.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Oh.
Whenever you want me, I'll be there. I'll be around.
Okay, I'm done.
Hey, you know, Schwani, we actually harmonized pretty good there. Ready?
Actually,
wait. Ready?
All right.
3, 2. Just say, I'll be around.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
I'll be around.
Ooh. We got the WGN No Spinner Zone.
We've got to come up with a group name.
The No Spinner Zone.
Following the Sunday spin, right?
Okay, I'll do the beginning, and then when on just the I'll be around, you come in. All right?
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Whenever you want me, I'll be there. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. I'll be around. Oh, nice.
I hope Joey, executive producer Joey Gelman, is recording this.
Digging that. The no spinner zone. Oh,
now, look who just walked
look
in.
Look who just walked in. The town curmudgeon. He's already poo-pooing our
heard,
excellent singing.
I just
singing.
Heard an oh brother.
He's
way
groaning
off
already.
Yeah, define excellent.
I just did. Oh. I just did.
Sorry, my ears were bleeding out in the hallway.
They were bleeding with praise.
Oh.
Man, how about...
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to apologize. If it wasn't for this important Alzheimer's special that we're doing later on...
Oh, look at him clouding him or wrapping himself.
You would not be subjected to the singing...
You know, this I had a whole bit set up because I didn't know if Dean was going to come in early today. I'm so glad that you did, but I was just going to
sounds like it.
I had a whole thing because I, as people who listen to me, they know that I love cashmere woods, my Glade cashmere woods, which is my scent for 2017, and Dean hates it.
Yes.
Yes, both. And I could tell
you know
both.
Why? You know why?
Why?
Because this is a radio studio.
Yeah, I know.
A public
and it's,
toilet.
And, well, but that's what it smells like half the time. So that's why I need a little spritz. And so I was so, I always, my thing was, I love sitting in with you, but I know how much, I could tell visually how much you hate. You just look at the can and there's.
I don't like, no.
I know. And so I said, well, this is great because, I enjoy sitting in with Dean. When he's not here and I get to do the show by myself, I get to at least, you know, spray my cashmere right. woods for a while. And I was actually promising to just spray the last spritz at 10:30 so it would die down by noon.
But that would be fine.
But I have to, but I mean, you're here now. So I have to
singing and air freshener.
Didn't you think that Swanee and I, Swanee, don't you think we sounded
Morning,
good?
Dean.
Hi, Shawnee. How are
you? Oh, my God, Dean.
I'm doing well. I just want you to know that I'll be around.
See? Come on. I mean, it's a beautiful morning. How come, you should be a little more happy?
or you should be a little less, a little more sad.
I was talking to Joey, the producer, yesterday, and I said, as Dean.
Joey has a last name, by the way.
Joey Gelman.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe people know him by Joey now. Pal Joey, if you will. And I said, is Dean out of town or anything? He goes, no, today he's at the Bud Billiken parade.
I was yesterday, yes.
God, do you love a parade? Are there any parades you don't walk in?
I love parades the way you like air freshener.
You love to be on floats.
I love a root beer float. I love anything floating I like.
Man, so where
it's fun.
Was
a million,
it a fun?
A million people.
Yeah, was there really?
Yeah. That's the biggest parade in Chicago, the Bud Billiken parade.
It's bigger than like St. Patrick's Day?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's bigger than the Pride Parade. They're all big parades.
Right.
They're all huge.
And a little different than the Pride Parade, I would assume. Not as many thongs at the Bud Billiken, were there?
I don't remember seeing that many thongs at the Pride Parade.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
So where was it at?
Like from 1978, maybe.
Well, I still have memories of those.
Back when you used to go to the Baton.
I was over it. What do you mean used to? I'm there every Saturday night.
As a performer.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, Chili Pepper.
I'm Bull Mish.
What did you eat today? What did you have today?
Nothing.
Do you have coffee? Do you drink coffee?
No, I do not. Could you imagine me on coffee?
What did you have today?
I just had...
What's on the menu today?
You know what? You know
Red
what
Bull?
No, Radio.
Propofol?
I love doing this so much that I just... Wow. It's an inner, innate high. I just enjoy coming on here, speaking to the people, and now, I mean, added bonus.
Singing to the people.
Are you going to join us? Or are you going to...
For the show?
Or what are you going to do?
For this show?
Yeah.
No.
No? All right.
I have a very important 3-hour town hall meeting.
That's what I mean.
That we're putting the finishing touches.
Now I saw
why I came in early. The show is pretty much done, but just a few little odds and ends that we want to finish up, and we've got a whole huge panel of guests.
That's great.
Going to be on the show today: medical experts, researchers, administrators, people who are in the front line of the fight against Alzheimer's. Shockingly unfunded. I mean, it's not completely unfunded, but considering the amount of growth people who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, the amount of money for treatment, research, et cetera, is shockingly low. We have several people who are going to join us today who are living with Alzheimer's, their caregivers, and we're going to replay my conversation from 2012 with Glenn Campbell. Shortly after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, spoke very openly and very candidly about his, at that time, new diagnosis. And, of course, that battle that he lost this week passing away. Yeah. So we're going to share that conversation with you earlier. We will not be singing Spinner songs.
Well, I was just asking because...
Between 12 and 3.
I was wondering because I thought this was actually... I'm glad to hear what you're doing in terms of... because
Much as I love a working my way back to you, babe.
There you go.
The Spinners version.
That was the foundation.
Yeah.
No,
working my...
You like the Spinners version?
Originally yeah. The Four Seasons, right?
Probably. Oh, yes.
Working my way back.
Four Seasons. Right. You're correct.
Yeah, but
you're
the Spinners correct. Redid it in...
Spinners redid everything.
Like the 80s or something.
Yeah. Games People Play.
Schwanee doesn't only know songs from 1964.
then Came...
62.
Hey, Schwanee, why don't we work up later in the show? We can do Then Came You by Dionne Warwick and the Spinners. I'll be Dionne Warwick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Well, I was liking...
Only because he has some of her gowns.
I have the one from That's What Friends Are For, that pants outfit that she wore.
Solid gold years.
But I liked what happened. When I came into the studio today, I saw there's three microphones set up, obviously for your panel.
Well, we have extra microphones and chairs.
Oh, because I didn't know if there was an Alzheimer's choir.
No.
That would be singing today. Because usually
people talk into microphones also.
Well, I tell you, Alzheimer's, I am very, very aware of it from a firsthand basis. Not only did I work for the Alzheimer's Association for about 7 or 8 months in their public relations department about 10 years or so ago, but my dad had dementia before he passed away, and my mom had Alzheimer's.
I know that.
So it is.
And more and more we hear stories like this. You hear them all the time.
It touches everyone.
People who are touched by Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And it is difficult for everyone, not only the person with it, but I'm glad you're having caregivers on because it is so difficult. My wife and I and our surrounding family, it's taxing physically and emotionally.
Absolutely. It was described to me by one caregiver. It's like having the scab ripped off every single day.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know what you're going to find.
Well, I'll tell you, the most shattering day, and I'm sure many people who have known people with Alzheimer's, one day, and my mom would go in and out of lucidity, so it wasn't like that was her permanent condition at one point, but one day I was taking care of her, and she looked at me and she said, "Are you my brother? Are you my uncle?" And she, never said, "Are you my son?" And I think one of the reasons was, when she looked at me, she saw me as a 40-year-old at the time, and she looked at herself as my peer. She never said, she never thought that she was older.
Right.
And I actually joked. There was no one around, so I figured it was just her and I. And I said, "So, I'm doing all this to help you and care for you, and I'm not getting any credit."
Oh, that's nice. Dishing guilt on your mother.
She didn't know.
Oh, that's nice.
She forgot 10 minutes later.
That's nice.
No, it is a very, I'm, it's really, I'm so, it's very, I'm, I can't wait to listen to the show. I'm looking forward to
I
it.
I think it's going to be really interesting because, we're going to talk about the basics of it. I think, a lot of people, they forget where they put their car keys and they think, early onset Alzheimer's. There's what is Alzheimer's, what is dementia, which is different.
Yes, it is different.
What is just simply forgetfulness?
Yeah.
There's a big distinction.
Sometimes there's just an OG's moment that you have, and that's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So. Well, very good.
Like, I forgot why I came in here right now. Oh, yeah, it was the singing.
The singing, and you always like to derail.
I thought an animal was hurt, and I thought I needed to come in here.
And you always, when you do come in and you call in, you always like to derail me and get me off schedule right from the beginning.
I don't know what you're
talking about. Which I already am. Yeah, so I need to take a quick break here
before what you're talking about.
We go to Andy Mazur.
So how's everything else?
I love this. I'm going to get to
By the way, the show is on today. The special is on today from noon to 3 p.m.
I can't cut you off during that. Forget about it.
I purposely waited until you tried to cut me off.
A broadcaster, and now I'm going to be forgetting because I'm going to be a broadcaster
on
here.
From noon to 3.
This is the greatest thing.
WGN.
I get to cut off Dean Richards.
And streaming online at WGNradio.com.